Senator Mines.
Chief, what can you tell us about the Dodger Stadium episode?
Friday night, about 10:30, post the Dodgers' loss to the Mets, there was an assault that occurred in parking lot L of Dodger Stadium. Resulted in a serious injury to one of the fans at the game. Right now, we have not been able to interview the victim. That will take place today. We have pulled video. There is video of the incident, and we are looking at that video, and I expect that we should be announcing a better description of the people wanted for this crime in the near future. What I will tell you today is that we believe that it is a son and a mother who were responsible for this assault. We believe that the weapon used was hands and feet, and we will have more in a very short time that will be released to media. We're asking for the public's help. If you were at Friday night's game in parking lot L, post-game, about 10:30 in the p.m., and you saw a scuffle, and you remember anything about it, or you have video, please contact the Los Angeles Police Department.
Chief, when you say son and mother, age, can you give ages?
You know, at this point, I'm not comfortable giving ages. I think that the detectives, until they interview the victim and get his account, I think it was premature for me to release much more than I have. You know, everybody has to remember that we are preparing a case for prosecution when we catch these individuals, and we will. So it's important to keep the record consistent.
Chief, given the enhancement security post Brian Stowe and your people being contracted and joining there as well, was this type of assault a fairly unusual occurrence, at least as far as you can determine at this point?
Well, Pete, this is a very unusual occurrence. You know, since Brian Stowe, we have enhanced the security at Dodger Stadium significantly. Anybody that goes to the games now sees uniformed police officers inside the venue as well as outside the venue. You know, particularly for championship games or key rivalries, we deploy a significant amount of police officers, but it is a big facility and you can't be everywhere all the time. And so we do need the public's help in this instance, and we look forward to getting it.
Chief,
so
is this something?
Is it unusual that you guys get involved in most of it? Is most of it handled by Dodger Stadium's, you know, their uniformed personnel, meaning yellow shirts, people like that, 90% of the time, they'll look at a guy one morning and then that's it, your ticket's pulled, go to your car, leave the facility, that's
well,
it.
Well, fan expulsion, in other words, throwing people out of the game, is a significant tool that we use, the police department and Dodger Stadium security, to control behavior. You know, and in my belief, it is one strike and you're out. You know, if you are aggressive towards another fan, if you behave inappropriately, then we will pull your ticket, and I will continue to make sure that is our first line of defense against poor fan behavior.
Chief, was this a Mets fan or an argument over the game? Alcohol involved? Anything similar to that?
Dave, you know, I don't want to characterize it. At this point, please bear with me. You know, until we interview the victim, you know, we're going to be very slow to put information out, because until we hear the victim, you know, most of this is speculation based on incomplete evidence. So we should have more after that interview occurs.
In the event that we have, you know, a successful outcome back in New York, and it comes back to Los Angeles for another game again, you guys are going to be ramped up full bore on that thing?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Particularly with the tensions between the teams right now, you know, and the fans, obviously, you know, there have been a significant amount of rivalry here, a lot at stake. You know, we will be a present. There will be a sea of blue.
Chief, there was some talk that there were a larger number of people were ejected from the stadium. Maybe not arrest, but a larger number. Can you comment on that at all?
You know, I'd have to get that from Dodgers. I don't have complete data on how many people are ejected. You know, I believe the Dodgers keep it, but I know that they've increased. I know we use it as a tool, and we'll continue to use it. You know, we need the baseball to be a family game. You know, I want Angelinos, whether they be Dodger fans or rival team fans, to be able to go to Dodger Stadium and have a safe, enjoyable event. And I think that is only marred by people that don't understand that everybody has a right to cheer for who they want.
Chief, do you have arrest numbers from Dodger Stadium this weekend by any chance?
No, I don't. But I'm sure that that Andy Smith could get you some data on it.
Do you know if the victim knew the suspects at all? Have you ruled that out?
We don't know that. Until we interview the victim, it would be premature to assume anything one way or the other.
Chief, the commissioners at the start of the meeting, I know you were across the street, but at the start of today's meeting, Commissioner Johnson started talking about the number of officer-involved shootings that have happened since he joined the board. And he noted, while that it's too early to obviously determine whether or not policies were followed in these shootings, and he acknowledged the difficult balance that officers, you know, face and the dangers they face on the streets, he also said that he wanted to make sure that officers understood and abided by preservation of life practices. And he asked for an update on the preservation of life training and said he was very concerned about the number. That's a long way of saying, what is your response to the commissioners this morning when they expressed concerns about the number of officer-involved shootings that have happened recently?
Well, preservation of life training was designed and implemented by the Los Angeles Police Department. It was not at the behest of the police commission. This is something that the department did to ensure that everybody understands how important the role of use of force is in the police officer's job, and how much emphasis we want to place on proper use of force. So preservation of life training is almost complete in its initial stage, and the enhanced preservation of life training, which is an additional amount of hours, will occur, I believe, in November, December.
Chief, this latest crime audit came out. It was discussed today. Aggravated assaults have been 20% higher or more. What are your thoughts on that in terms of, are you disappointed in that, and what is the department doing to kind of improve on that?
Well, as you well know, the department has a data integrity unit. You know, the statistics that were discussed were pre that. We have made significant progress. We'll continue to make progress. This is an issue that all of law enforcement struggles with. As long as the FBI uses a system that does not match California penal codes nor any of the 49 states in the nation's penal codes, we will always have to translate. It's like translating one language to another. Sometimes things are difficult to translate, and some crimes are more difficult than others. But I am, confident that the systems that we put in place will make us much better at this, and that we are much better at than any other law enforcement entity in the nation, large that I know of.
Chief, are you anticipating perhaps a diminishment of violent crime once we get all of those people from Metropolitan Division out there, and what strategies are put out there for, if you will, flooding certain areas, and we've got a continuous presence 24 hours in various areas? Do the CompStat's going to reflect that?
Well, you know, we have seen a reduction in violence since we started augmenting Metro. You remember that violence peaked this year at over 30% increase, and we have it down significantly below that at about 19 as I stand here today. A lot of this stuff, a lot of things that we've done, which includes the augmentation of Metro, the invigoration of CompStat, a few other things, have made a difference, you know, and I expect that they will continue to make it.
Chief, I know you want to go into details, but I just want to make sure I'm clear on this. You said mother, son, and no weapons involved, feet, hands and feet, in the attack.
That's what we believe at this time.
Thank you.
All right, you guys, can I come upstairs? Thank you.
Any comment on the Dorn lawsuit, the partner of Dorn? So the paper today.
You know, Dorner adds yet another chapter. You know, this is an extremely sad story that has not yet played out. You know, I'm confident the department did everything it could to protect Sergeant Evans. You know, and I'm sorry that she has seen fit to sue the city.
Thank you, Chief. I appreciate it.